Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Skip Muller. Skipper, tell us how we can find you and what you do for your clients.
M3Learning.com, we do sales and sales management training. So our job is to make people better at the point of attack. So not really strategic stuff, more tactical on how to start a sales call, end a sales call high, stay high, that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. We do pretty good stuff at. So yeah, it's kind of fun.
Check it out, folks. Important stuff. He's been doing it a long time, so he must be doing something right. Hey, Skip, what's the third non? First one, the first non-optional option was sell in January. The second one was sell high early. Get to the highest contact you can early on, and the third one is
invest in your best. So in January, February, right? I mean, life is a bell curve. You've got some good customers, some okay customers, and some customers that are just hanging. You've got some really great salespeople, some okay salespeople, and some salespeople that, as long as they show up and don't hurt anything, everything's fine. So for the first month or two in January, February, invest in your best. Go see your best customers. Give the biggest territory assignments to your best people. I have this thing, Jim, called the 20% gap. And it says an A player has about 20% of their capacity that they're not using. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone sees them as an A player. They're kind of coasting. They got it down. The energy they use to get to A status, now they don't need that kind of energy anymore. They can go off to their PTA meetings and, you know, take mm-hmm. Friday afternoons off and whatever it may be, which is fine. But right now, challenge your best customers. Challenge your best salespeople. Challenge your best people. I think the definition of sales is the art of doing the impossible. So go ask the impossible of your sales rep, hey, how many accounts do you have right now that are really important to you? 5. How many senior VPs do you know? None. Okay, by the end of January, have a meeting with 2. I mean, mm-hmm. find some ways to challenge your best people and your best customers because they want to be pushed. They know they have to change. They hate changing. They'd rather not change because they got it down. And they know once they change, they're going to go, why didn't I think of that earlier?
Do you recommend using your best to help train and motivate the ones who are lagging behind?
Two things on that. If a lagger behind is willing to put in the time and the effort and say, hey, I'm going to really bust my case, I don't think they're a C player. They're really doing well. Mm-hmm. But to the person who's just kind of like lazy, doesn't get it, always poo-poo things, no, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You don't want to waste
your
time.
A player acts like a C, no.
Right. Let me ask you another question. You talk about investing in the best. You know, every great salesperson, the best I ever knew, were great at what they did, but they weren't great at some of the elements of sales. And whatever they were doing that, I always felt like they were sort of wasting their time, like in, you know, paperwork detail, things like that. Do you recommend hiring somebody to support them in those areas so that they can stay in front of people?
You know, it depends upon the situation, right? If the person is typing 10 words a minute and doesn't want to learn to type 30 words a minute, I'm not going to buy them an admin.
Right.
But anything I can do to keep my salespeople selling. Remember the whole thing about hunters, farmers, mm-hmm. and trappers and skinners mm-hmm. and stuff? Anything I can do to keep my hunter. I saw a stat, Jim, that just blew me away. 36% of salespeople's time is selling. That means 64% of the time they're doing something else.
Wow.
So if I can take something, a resource, and make $1 million salesperson, $1.5 million, and it costs me $50,000 for the resource, I'm all over that.
Right.
Now, if it's just, hey, you know, I don't want to get leads. Have somebody get me a lead gen person. Oh, mm-hmm. shut up. The best lead gens are you're finding them yourself. Mm-hmm. So that, no. But the other stuff, the internal focus stuff or customer,
what do you think about
sure.
Back to the lead gen thing. What do you think about buying, you know, some of these organizations that offer leads like that? What do you think about this?
You know what? It's all a numbers game, right? So
yeah.
Some of the lead gen stuff is okay, knowing that you're going to get 10 to 14% hit on it. But if I've got a sales rep in a territory, I'm going to sit back and ask them two questions. Number one, who are the competition's best accounts,
right.
And number two, what's your strategy to go after those people and just talk to them?
If you've got a salesperson in a territory, you shouldn't need a lead generation service, should you? They should know every square inch, every beating heart in that territory.
I read a memo, Jim, from a sales manager the other day, begging their salespeople in 2012, if you could please prospect 2 hours a week.
Oh, my God.
I'm sitting there going, something's wrong here.
That's right. Hey, Skip, I got to wrap it up. Good stuff today. Invest in the best. First was sell in January, then sell high early, and then and then invest in the best. I like this. Great three.
Do that in January, and you'll be taking margaritas with the Jim Blassie game on the beach in December.
And that's exactly right. And Skip Miller, too. Hey, Skip, thanks for being here. Good job today. Skip Miller, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. We always get smarter when he joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.